I guess I'll start with two confessions this morning. First, every pastor I know is exhausted. And I don't tell you that so you'll feel bad for me, honest. Here's what I think is happening. So have you heard those people that they tell us we're all in the same boat? Right? It's horrible for everybody. We're all in the same boat. And then there are the people who have thought through this a little more, and they say, we're not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. And the truth about that storm is some of us have a hollowed out log in the storm, and some of us have a canoe in the storm, and some of us have a Coast Guard vessel that's really solid, and we have all kinds of things in that storm. We're not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. And so pastors especially can run so fast with that in the wrong direction. Here's what pastors do with a storm, okay? So, like, we're shepherds out in the storm with our sheep. And we are desperately trying to get our sheep out of the storm. And here's where we really go off track. It's like, without even thinking about it, this is all subconscious. We're focused on, our sheep are out there in the storm, and it's like we think we're standing in a nice, safe, little dry grotto somewhere that just happens to be there, out of the storm, safe from the lightning and the weather, trying to figure out how to take care of the sheep. You can see how bad that can get quickly, right? When we get confused about that. So that's what I wanted to do today. I wanted to come and be your shepherd, standing in the safe, warm, dry grotto and taking care of my sheep. So that didn't work. And then number two is, I don't have a sermon. And that is not for lack of planning or trying. I have had a sermon title and a scripture for months. As we end this series, Fear Gives Way to Thanks. Isn't that a great title? And we're finishing this series, Grace in the Divide, where I've been exhorting you to face the division in our nation head on. And I even pointed out at the beginning, this might be tough for some of you. Please just don't check out on me. You know, try to stay with me. We're going to have some disturbance as we go on this flight together. But I planned this a long time ago, and I picked out this great psalm. It has all the important words. I'm going to share it with you now. And for those of you who are visual, you can see it here as I read it. Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you. I do not sit with the worthless, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the company of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with the bloodthirsty, those in whose hands are evil devices and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great congregation, I will bless the Lord. My foot stands on level ground. In the great congregation, I will bless the Lord. You see how perfect that is? It has all the words. Integrity, evildoers, wicked, song of thanksgiving. I mean, that kind of jumped out at me. So I'm thinking all this, I can work with that. All I have to do is focus a little here, gloss over a little there, play on your emotions a little bit, and then rescue you from yourself. Tell you all the things I've learned about fear and worry and gratitude and the connection points and the science. That's where I was yesterday afternoon. And it was almost time for Uprising Saturday, and I was so thankful that I didn't have to preach a sermon because I didn't have one. And you know, we've changed the format somewhat for Saturday night. We still have the wonderful music and all, but we have a conversation instead of a sermon. So last night, we're gathered here, and we sang, and that was great. And I am a closet praise and worship music fan, but I guess I've ruined that now. Welcome to my closet. So, and the music was great. And then I pulled my stool over in front of the sheep, and I tossed out the topic, fear gives way to thanks. And I figured I'd have to work hard to steer the conversation in the way I needed it to go. I mean, we all had expectations, right? I had thrown the topic out there, fear gives way to thanks. And so I tossed that psalm out there, asked someone to read it, made a few brief statements, asked a few setup questions. By God, those people were going to be less anxious when they left. Now, I'm going to interrupt myself here for just a minute. I tossed that psalm out there like I was back in my English classroom, and it was a poem. You know, I taught English for years, right? And there's this poem by Billy Collins that I love. And I'm going to share the poem with you, but I'm going to substitute the word psalm for the word poem, but that's legit, right? That's what the psalms are, songs, poems. Here's what Billy Collins said. He's talking about his students, his sheep. I ask them to take a psalm and hold it up to the light like a color slide or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into a psalm and watch him probe his way out. Or walk inside the psalm's room and feel the walls for a light switch. I want them to water ski across the surface of a psalm, waving at the author's name on the shore. But all they want to do is tie the psalm to a chair with a rope and torture a confession out of it. They begin beating it with a hose to find out what it really means. It's exhausting trying to get people to understand a psalm. I asked a question about integrity because I have some thoughts about integrity that I kind of keep in reserve. Some things I've thought about over time, so I can just pull it out if it's appropriate. And they said some good things about integrity. Many of the things I might have said, but I didn't need to. But then something happened, and all of a sudden they started running amok. I wanted to talk about fear and hypocrites and evildoers and work us around to God. But they started talking about the poet, about the psalmist. And they said things like, I think the person is really struggling. I think the psalmist wants to live with integrity, but they keep kind of getting pulled back into the things that they struggle with. And I'm reminded of how carelessly we can treat each other, and I don't want to be an angry or an ugly person. Or it's kind of like a 12-step recovery. The poet, the psalmist has one foot in and one foot out, and they're praying to God to keep both feet out. And as I listened, I couldn't help but remark on how much grace they were offering the poet, the psalmist. I mean, that is the whole series, right? Grace and the Divine. And at one point, I thought, the only person tying the psalm to a chair with a rope to torture a confession out of it is me. The one trying to beat it with a hose to make it say something is me. The one that desperately wants to move these people from fear to gratitude is me. But oh my God, the audacity that I will like figure it out. And then we went right into prayer time and we shared the tender places in our lives and the grief and the fear and the anxiety. The how can I go home for Thanksgiving and survive? My family isn't all on the same page as I am. I know people are going to be talking about it. And I'm thinking, okay, good. Now we're getting to fear. And like right on cue, Kay shared how she helped a baby be born last week. She's a doula now. And she was present for her first birth, an immigrant couple welcoming their first child. Kay's a doula now, and there you have it. From fear to gratitude, despite my interference. Moving from fear to gratitude is what God's people do over and over. Some people would call it naive. We call it hope. And it happened here. And it will happen this morning, won't it? Maybe not happiness, maybe not joy, but a few moments of letting down, of God's presence among God's people. Even those of you watching, you're with us in spirit. Just a few moments of letting down, of God's presence among God's people. Do you remember way back when we started this series? I did. I apologized. I said, it will be hard, but we'll get through it together. I reminded you, like you needed it, that it's awful out there. Not everywhere, but lots of places, not all the time, but often. It's ugly, heightened, even frightening. And I said way back there on September 8th, we can shore each other up in here. If we can let our guard down, bring our temperature down, place our faith in God in the center of our compass, eventually I believe we will find that we can do the same out there. And as I started thinking through it this way, other scriptures came to mind. Like, this is the day after Easter morning. The day after it doesn't get worse for us than that, does it? Right? Let me back up. I said that completely wrong. So, they didn't know. They didn't know. We know. But for those disciples, it was like, this can't get any worse. So this is the morning after Easter. And when it was evening, I'm sorry, this is the evening of Easter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked where the disciples were, And Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. They were all together in one room. And then I looked over at the book of Acts. And from the first chapter of Acts. And this is after Jesus has appeared. This is, again, after Easter, and Jesus appeared. And he told them, the disciples, not to leave Jerusalem. He told them to stay in Jerusalem. So they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And when they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. And then from the second chapter of Acts, beginning with the 43rd verse, awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. And they would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, they had all things together in common. They were all together. And I started thinking about how I've actually moved from fear to gratitude over these last 10 days. And let me tell you, it wasn't a straight shot. It was like my worst, scariest roller coaster. So sometimes I was going up or on level ground, but most of the time it was just. But here's the kinds of things. I came to game night. I told you I would. And if anybody tells you that I'm super competitive, it is not true. And I demonstrated that again on Wednesday night. And I came here last night, and the people prayed, and we sang. And this morning, I got a call from my wife, Sherry, and she was very excited. I mean, I could just tell. She was upbeat. I didn't know what could have happened. And she said, "I want to tell you about our team." And I'm trying to think of all the teams we belong to, which aren't any that I can think of. And I said, "What team do you mean?" And she said, "Our coffee team." I said, "Well, what happened with the coffee team?" She said, "Well, somebody got there this morning and saw that we didn't have milk and we needed some other things. And so I sent out an all call. And within 5 minutes, I have 3 responses. I'm at the HEB. I'll get the milk. I'll do this. I'll do that. It's a great team." And all that happened beside behind the scenes so that we could all have our iced coffee. And in just a little bit, some of you are going to come and sing with the choir. And some of you are going to go to Braving the Bible, where we're going to wrestle with Scripture. And I'm going to try to learn how not to tie it to a chair and beat it with a hose. And we're going to do this week after week after week. And Wednesday, we're taking brown bag food to Williams Elementary. Not just a Thanksgiving dinner, but food for the week. And this week, you sent out assistance to somebody who was having difficulty with rent, and others who were having difficulty gathering food. And what I realized this week is that you have given me the grace not to stand in that imaginary grotto. In fact, that's not a good image at all. You know what's a better image for us here? Do you remember when the Chilean miners were trapped in cold water, in freezing water, without food, and they survived, every one of them? And you know how they did it? It wasn't because one of them stepped up on a ledge safe and warm and dry and told the others what to do. It's because they gathered in a circle and they took one of them and put them in the center, and the others gathered around and offered them warmth. And when that one had become warm, they stepped out into the circle, and the circle closed around another one. And I can imagine that for those few moments, even though there was fear all around, the fear gave way to gratitude. That I am in this with these people who care for me, who lift me up, who share hope with me even when I cannot find it for myself. We're all going to move at different speeds, and we have different versions of those roller coasters in our minds, and we are anticipating scary drops and curves at different times. But we are not in it alone. Ever. Thank you for the work that you've put in with us over these last few weeks. Thank you for the way that you are showing grace to each other, to your pastor, to your neighbors, to your difficult family members. This is the way we find the way forward from fear to thanks. Amen.